Okay, world, we are back with another episode of Being Frank, the podcast, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. It's your girl, Malika X, and as always, I have something special for you today. So stay tuned, keep listening, and if you have questions, legit questions, because you know how some of you motherfuckers be, I'll answer them directly, or maybe I'll save them for the next show. So this week's guest needs no introduction. She's my bestie, and that's all that I really need to say. She comes from my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. So today's episode is really special to me. It's like having family on the show. So you know we got a little draped off and we touched on a lot of different things. So I wanted to bring this episode to you raw and uncut. And with that being said, please bear with me. I do understand and realize that this week's episode, the sound quality isn't the best. But if you can hold out to the end, you won't be disappointed. We're going to round this one out with episode 5 and kind of wrap up the L word and bring something new to you next week. So keep listening and thank you for all your love, support. And without further ado, let's start the show. So I'm ready to get into this one. We have my bestie on the show today. You want to state your name, what you do, how we met, get the people a little background?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
I can't
my name, my legal name is Alicia Reeves, but I go by now Allie LaGal.
Okay.
Eyes, no E's.
No eyes, no E's.
What's up, y'all?
Yes, get into it, world. So tell them a little bit about what you do and your Allie Gal and how you came about with this new name and shit, because I still call you Allie.
Well, I met Malika Stubbs back in Cleveland, where she originally is.
Wait, don't you be telling everybody my government.
She really from Cleveland, Ohio, Somerset, 105, building the fuck.
Right.
In the building.
See, this is what you do. When you bring motherfuckers on your show that really know you, this is what you gonna get. That's why you got to pair the people now. Like,
all I'm saying is, she really lit. From Cleveland, not Charleston. All this.
Listen, I rep my city. Listen, I don't play about my city. I rep my city.
She love the weather here in Cleveland. We about to have a blizzard tomorrow and shit. She held so happy. She back in Charleston, where it's nice and sunny and warm. Anyway, we met in
That's
Cleveland.
Why I moved.
I actually met her through a cousin of hers. She's actually, her cousin is a triplet. And we met, and I found out she was a Leo. I'm a Leo. Leo season coming soon.
Leo, yeah, it's on the horizon.
So I met her through her cousin, and when I found out her birthday was actually a week before mine, I got more interested in her. Because we were born in the same
you
year.
Already
we
know.
Part we actually just clicked. Like, it was like, shit, this is my nigga first, for real, you know.
Instantly. Sisterhood.
Hell yeah. You know, I loved her. I'm a lesbian, you know. I identify myself. That's the only label I'm putting on myself. You know, I'm a lesbian. I'm a black woman.
All right, well, we ain't even
well,
got
I'm
to that
I'm just
part.
Saying
you
it off rip.
Don't
ask
what you do.
Nah, I don't want to hear that. We should be putting labels on ourselves in the first place in society. But anyway, I met her through her cousin.
Well, that's the point of the show.
But I met her through her cousin, you know, and I thought she was amazing. I thought she was smart. She was beautiful as shit. She was a Leo. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck can I ask for more?
Thank
you know, and I was still grinding, trying to get my shit together. I was working at a rec center and shit. But we clicked. We kicked it for years, you know. We had our ups and downs, and she did what she did, and you know, it was just a beautiful friendship that we gained, if nothing else, throughout that whole entire journey, and that's why we best friends now. And no mates are weird about us. We just know it, you know.
No,
like, that's my nigga to death, you know.
That's right. Don't nobody get between us.
You're trying to like really expand on your artist like mind and just let that evolve into all of this. You know, I'm so proud of you. You know, I've been waiting for this for years, so I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
make me feel awesome, kind of way. Listen. So yeah, I am from Cleveland. I don't think I said that yet on the show.
I said it.
Love my city, love my hometown, love all my friends and family that I left back there. I always go back.
That's
but
right.
You only could see me there once a year. Yes, unless something wrong, man. So, but I ain't never ashamed of my city and where I'm from. That's what raised me. That's what
we built the last back
there
in the land.
But that's why I am the way I am, because of those Cleveland streets, 105 to St. Clair to Superior, running all up and through there. Like, people just don't even understand how far
I've come. Success now, look at you.
But with I wouldn't say all of that, but in my own lane, I am. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for everything.
Yeah, we
that
humble
I have
people.
And what
that's
God
right.
continues
that's right.
to do in my
humble
life.
That's
yeah.
We endure.
No doubt.
That's right.
No doubt. But since you want to jump off my show and come on my
I'm
show,
a Leo.
Run
you
my
know
show,
it. You know
like, let's get
you know
into
it. I'm a
this.
Leo.
Let me pull you in a little bit, and let's just get into, you know, your label. You already started off with how you identify. You know what the topic is today. We talking about the L word and really getting into unpacking this thing and looking at the label of lesbian and how we have to maneuver through that. I think people don't understand, like, just that aspect of already we women, and then we got to move and do a certain thing a certain way as women, and then we black women, and we move do a certain thing a certain way as women, as black women. Then we lesbians, so we got to move differently through the men to the women to the black women to the lesbian black women. Like, it's just, it gets really complicated. And so I wanted to, you know, provide a platform just to have a discussion and dialogue and let the people know that, you know, it is a difficult thing to do, but it should be a thing. If this is where you are in life, it should be a thing that you do to find freedom and yourself.
Absolutely.
To be able to grow and be true to self. It's a way to navigate, and the way to navigate is, you know, just being yourself. That's why I like to call this podcast. I want to keep it real. I'm keeping it up front with you, and I want my nigga right here that I brought on the show to do that. So
always
give the people what you always bring, which is nothing but the realest, truest
my
shit.
My truth. That's right.
Jump in there. Tell us about it, though.
I'm gonna be honest, though. You know, for me as a black woman in Cleveland, it's very, very hard. I've always had to be underpaid and overworked. That's a norm for me. And then
come on now.
I've always had to prove myself. You know, I played basketball all my life. Michael Jordan was my entire inspiration at four to learn how to play the game of basketball. I became so good at the point guard position. I got a scholarship to Lakeland. I played for 2 years, and then I became a coach instantly because I knew what my dream and my passion was. I wanted to give everything about my game back to my people. I did
And some
of them, actually went on and did great things in college or just with their own selves in basketball, and some of them didn't.
The rec ball, high school
I was at the rec center for 15 years teaching the whole entire community how to play with their left hand. They didn't even know that even existed, you know. So I was a very important piece there. Not even trying to talk about me, but just the fact that I had to prove myself after teaching so many people, you know, what I knew. And even right now at this point, I work for a college that is teaching people about cannabis in the state of Ohio in Cleveland. I have to prove myself there. It's never just easy for me to just walk in the door with credentials. You know, I have a degree as an associate, but still, you know, we teach certificate programs. I'm qualified enough, but still I have to prove myself constantly because
that black tax, baby, that's what it is. That black tax, and then
no matter how you as a woman. No matter how you come sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, so if you're not gonna say you identify any way, but let's just talk about over the years how maybe somebody boxed you in to a label. So
so that would be my peers, to be honest. More so my peers. It's not even just, you know, Cleveland. It is what it is. I can maneuver through that, but it's more so my peers for years, you know, because I appear to be dominant because of my style and the way I like to wear my clothes, but sometimes I like to be feminine. I embrace my womanhood because I understand that I'm a woman first. I'm not judging anybody or saying anything bad about anybody else, but that's just what I identify myself with. So I don't like those soft stud labels or dominant dyke or you know, I'm a lesbian. I love women. I love everything that encompasses a woman, but I'm also just a woman too. You know, I don't want to be identified after being a black woman, after being a lesbian. Then you either you're dominant or you soft. Or you know, like that's too much. You know, I think as black people, we put too much pressure on each other. We need to take that off and let people just be who they are. First, we are human first. You know, I believe
that's
in
that. Right.
Truly, like we are human first, and then whatever you identify yourself with comes later, but we need to love each other as just humans first, and then we can get past all that boxing in. You can't even be yourself. People are committing suicide right now because of them stupid-ass labels. Take them off. Live and be who you truly are. That's what I believe.
Yeah, you're true.
You know, that's my truth.
And be especially you. In our community, it's hard. It's extremely hard for some of the youth to understand how important it is to just be you, be yourself, and you'll stand out doing that.
Yeah.
Instead of putting on another label, putting on another person, but trying to fit into this box. Like
that's killing us.
We're not meant to fit in a box.
That's
but you know, you said your peers put you in boxes and things like that. Just going over some of those terms where you mentioned stud and soft stud or dominant stud.
They're like, you a soft stud.
Is there any like definition?
You know that's like, real. So I said I wear a panty and bra, and it was like, oh, you a soft stud. I'm like, no, I'm a woman. I'm a grown ass woman. How am I soft because I want to match my underwear? That's weird. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I should have said I'm sorry.
No, that's the truth. I told you this is all about truth, being frank.
Sorry,
just think about the whole conversation is under a label, under a certain brand. So if we didn't get the truth, what's the purpose of this podcast?
Right. That's
so
how I feel.
Sosta's like, yeah, like I can't even, I laugh because it just sounds so crazy. I'm sorry.
Like, so I'm gonna be honest. If you a soft stud, that means you don't fight. What do that mean? I don't understand. I'm weird. I don't get.
So this is what I'm understanding from after having these conversations. So basically, what I'm doing in these conversations is what they call research, right? Because doing some research on my own. Because me at the senior age that I am, and I won't really say I look good for my age, baby. I'm proud. I'm about to be 40 years old. People are not going to believe that. This summer, I will be turning 40. So, but even in my prime, because I feel like I'm at the prime of my life, right?
You are looking good, though.
Shut up. These boxes and these labels. That's what's up. That's what, you know, I got a girl and shit.
Yes, Kaya, I love you. You a Leo too. Let me say that. This is all out of respect.
All love. But this is how we rock with each other. And I mean, whoever don't understand that, fuck them. Let's just say, like, you know, how the peers box you in and defining some of those labels that we were talking about. Because I've had guests on the show and they went through terminology. And that's what I'm doing. I'm collecting this evidence for this terminology, because a lot of times when we open our mouths and we say it, we realize just mm-hmm. how silly it sounds. Just like when you was just saying, I can't wear panties and bra. Like, well, what the fuck do you do when you on your period? You a woman.
Right.
What you do with your titties? You a woman. Unless you are trans, man, I get it. Like, I'm understanding that part. But, nigga, what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. So, like, when we go...
Hormones are...
What you gonna, like, as far as, like, definitions and defining, like, butch, no label, queer, stud, like, what's your understanding of those terms, like, each one of them, if you had to break them down?
If I had to break them down, to be honest, I've had relationships with each mm-hmm. one of them, or with a trans mm-hmm. before, a guy becoming a woman becoming a guy, and I've had relationships with people that are considered, like, dominant mm-hmm. Butches, mm-hmm. you know, back in my day, I'm 39, mm-hmm. so before I came out, it was, you know, a group of lesbians that were called bull diggers
yep.
and dykes and shit like that. They took that yep. term, and I rep for them because, for real, they endured what I was trying to come out and say about myself. So I feel them sisters' pain mm-hmm. because, you know, it was like a small gated community of women that just like what they like, but the whole entire city was not ready for that at that mm-hmm. time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was just all hooping, like, you know, we knew, but we didn't say. Mm. It was just, you know, back in my
don't
day,
ask, how don't tell.
Hood motherfuckers act. I'm from Cleveland, mm-hmm. you know. We know, but we protect our people, but you ain't about to say that right. shit flat the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People from the outside.
That's anyway, how I feel, you know, about the word dyke, and I use it loosely.
It's like, that's a
within
disrespect.
The family, I use it, but I would never, I would go toe-to-toe and fight somebody.
Yeah, like, that's like calling... That's like saying the N-word. Right. I ain't going right. to say it because I don't want to, you know, cost you right. no money right now, but that's just like saying the right. N-word. You know, it's a disrespect, right. you know, and I feel like as humans, we need to try to understand each other instead of trying to tear each other down quickly because of what they look mm-hmm. like. You can identify with something, but that don't mean that's what you truly are. And I feel like as if we think of ourselves as just truly humans, we'll start to understand
Perfect.
That instead of putting everybody in them boxes and them labels that take away from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You should be free to be whoever you are. You're in America.
That diminishes, you know, that just made me think about how the boxes and the labels diminishes your power. So when you divide somebody out, you separate them. And each time you divide them out, think about it. And this is on some deeper level shit. But when you think about it, we can't be a collective unit anymore. And think about our rainbow Absolutely. Family. We already been divided out as LGBTQ. Right. And now I hear IA. Yep. You know, I'm trying to learn that. And I mean, but we are more powerful when we stand together, united in a collective.
That's right.
And stop putting these different labels on us. Because that's where we become weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So with that being said and transitioning, like, I always like to ask people, like, what has been the craziest, or I like to call it most out of pocket thing somebody has done or said? It could have been a family member, friend, a man, or that you may have experienced or witnessed even by being in this lifestyle.
I'ma be honest and I'ma tell the truth because I don't know what to do but tell it. The weirdest moment I've ever had being a lesbian was with my own flesh and blood, my brother. He mm-hmm. was being bullied by his peers because I was a lesbian. That yep. has been the most fucked up situation I've ever had to deal with by being a lesbian. I didn't understand
that's all right.
because a lot of them were actually gay. Them little boys was in a gang. I ain't gonna say what gang it is, but they was in a gang and they were gay. And I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And they sisters was trying to talk to me. They mamas was cutting their eye. And that mm-hmm. was probably the worst moment I've ever had being his sister mother, was when he told me he was getting teased and picked on because I was a lesbian. So,
wow.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Where not only is it impacting you, but then it impacts your family and that ripple
right.
effect, where, you know, within our community, we don't realize the impact outside of our community that we
and
have.
At that point, right. And at that point, you know, our mother had been deceased for maybe a year or so, and I became his guardian. So I was his sister mother. So I had to deal with all of that with him, and I felt bad. But then I was, you know, for a moment, I was ashamed. But then I said, no, I'm who I am. And I don't even understand why they're doing that to him. But the fact that I still felt bad for him because that was something extra that he didn't have to deal with at first, you know. Sorry, bad enough he was going through all that other stupid shit, you know. Yeah, but that, you know, I felt bad. Yeah, that was the worst month.
Wow. That's and I could see how that can be. And just that ripple effect where we may be like, I'm strong enough to endure this. I could take this. I'm ready. I prepared mentally for it, but then someone that's young and vulnerable or that just isn't ready to accept it even, because we don't know what he was feeling at the time.
Right, absolutely.
You know, he wasn't well equipped to go out there and defend you and say, that's my sister, man. I don't care what nobody thinks. You know what I mean? He was young. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't even fault him for being ashamed or not being able to defend himself, especially not defending himself against them cutthroats that I know that was down up and through Superior, you know, and them, the little
game.
You
know what I did?
Yeah.
I started getting more money and came more flyer.
Yeah.
I started getting more flyer. I got my fashion game together when they start doing that. Well, you going to talk about me? I'm going to be flyer than everybody in your whole family. Talk about that.
So we talked about that kind of out of pocket moment, but what has been the best thing, the most beautiful thing you could think of, like just being a part of this community and this lifestyle, being a lesbian? What's a great thing? Because we always usually only hear the negative shit. I like to have a balance, you know, because that's what life is. Mm-hmm. It gives you the dark, but it also gives you the light. So
I'm gonna be honest.
Shed some light on it for the people.
The light is right now at this very moment in my life. I have truly tried to do everything I was mentally capable of doing in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. I've been a coach. I've been a mentor. I've been a manager at all these different, you know, little stores and stuff like that, franchises or whatever. But right now at this moment has been the best part of being a lesbian because I understand and embrace my womanhood. I'm very more in love with myself at this point. So all of me comes out and I'm very much accepted. I don't have to fight as truly as hard as I used to before. And this has probably been for the last, I'll say, 4 months, ever since I created my own organization out of what I've done. So I would say since that point, I've been truly, you know, back to who I truly am, you know, and people don't run away from me because I'm a lesbian. They actually want to promote it
gravitate.
And understand it and want to know more about it. And they love that I have a girlfriend and she has a son. You know, everything that encompasses me right now is actually good for me and it's not a negative. So I can say right now in my life, this is the best part I've ever had of being a lesbian. You know, I'm about to start my own clothing line. I work for Cleveland School of Cannabis, you know. I created my own nonprofit organization. I co-founded with another partner of mine. Mm-hmm. So like really now everything is great. You know, I can't even say anything bad. I'm blessed. You know, I'm humbled by it. It's a process. I ain't making no money. You know, I'm still grinding every day, but every day gets closer to my dream and that's where I'm at right now mentally. So I'm happy.
Cue up closer to my dream. But I just wanted to say and kind of reiterate, thinking about what you just said so beautifully, I think, you know, the main thing people should walk away with in that piece was that once you became truly, fully into self, who I am, I'm embracing me. I'm proud of me. I'm walking in the room with my head up. Ain't no shame in me. Yep. Why do I have to defend me? It ain't my problem. Me ain't my problem. That's really your problem if you got a problem with me.
I'm
not owning your problems. Absolutely. I'm not taking on no extra burdens. I am happy with me. So until we all realize that, I think, you know, some of, or when we realize that, let's rephrase that, because I think everybody has the potential to realize that. And that's why we having this conversation. When we realize that, because it's different moments and everybody is on a different path, but when we realize that, that's when we walk into our truth, and that's when things just get handed to us, and we realize like everything is aligning. Things you be in a, it's like a perfect piece. Things just make sense. You just are like able and like running off of so much energy. Everything is just like you connected. Yep. And just everything is just so positive. And it all really comes from within, though. Yep. That's where it has started. That's how I feel.
That's right.
No, what, you know what I mean?
And I'm gonna be honest, it tried to happen. I had like lights of it, glimpses of what it could look like. But I will be honest, until then, 4 months ago, December, is when I truly felt like I am who I am. And I don't care about what anybody else thinks about me. I'm comfortable, and I love me more than I love anybody else than God. And that's exactly how I live every single day. Like, it's my entire last. I don't take 1 second for granted, because the second that you do, you will miss out on something that could be amazing. That's, you know, I've seen the impossible happen. I'm here because of the impossible. I believe that, you know. And that's what I try to always promote or be to everybody that I'm around. I try to be that light. Even if I don't feel like it, sometimes I just, I'm tired, I'm sick of it, but I still try to be positive and have some type of energy and give it to my people, because we need it. Yes. Life will beat you the fuck down.
Right. So we don't have to do it to us. That's what, that's what we have to get. Right, life gonna do it.
Do it, yeah.
We shouldn't do it. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here? Any shame?
Oh no, I'm trying to wrap. All right, I want to just say I am the admissions officer for Cleveland School of Cannabis. We are the second school and the only school in the Midwest that are have state approved curriculum for cannabis career training. You needed to get jobs in the state of Ohio. Come. Holler at us. Follow us. Cleveland School of Cannabis. Also, I created my own organization. It's a nonprofit organization for women, but men support us too. It's called Midwest Cannabis Women. Follow us on Facebook. Both of us are on Facebook. My clothing company coming soon. I hope I get an interview to come back, and I'm going to promote that then. Details coming soon. I love you, Malika.
Whatever. That's what's up, man. It's what's up. And Medicaid, just thank you for...
Medicate and educate, man. Promote cannabis wherever you at, man. It's gonna help save lives.
Because it's a business. It's a business, no matter whether you doing it on the corner of 105 or you going through school of cannabis. It's a business, and we might as well get paid the right way.
AllieLegal420@gmail.com. Hit me up. I'll email you back. Thank you, Malika. I appreciate it, man. It was fun,
not a
man.
Problem. No, thank you. And thank you for your positive approach to always shed light and just being 100.
That's right. Love everyone. We humans. I love y'all, man. Goodbye.
So that's it for this week. Hopefully someone walked away with a better understanding of the topics we discussed. If you're looking for new content, remember we're here each week. You can find me on Anchor at Being Frank Media or on Apple Podcasts at Being Frank Media. If you have questions, remember to send them in to social@beingfrankmedia.com. Keep listening, keep following. And like and share the podcast. I'm going to keep hustling and keep grinding to give you great content. Remember, this is Being Frank, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. Until next week, peace.